In earlier shiurim, we were focusing on the lo sasei of Shabbos and Yontif, the fact that there is an Isra Malacha, and Shabbos the Torah tells us lo sasa cho malacha, and Yontif cho malacha savod lo sasa. But yet the Gemara points out that in addition to the lav regarding malacha, there also is an essay regarding Shabbos as well. The Rambam begins Hilcho Shabbos by telling us that whoever observes Shabbos properly fulfills the mitzvah sasei. And if a person, Rachman Litzlan, will fail to do so, in addition to violating the law, they also violate an essay of Shabbos as well. In fact, the Gemara tells us on Shabbos, of course, there is an Isser Kares. But on Yantif, there is no Skila, there's no Kares, there's no Chatos, simply it's an Isser Lav. And the Gemara entertains the possibility on Yantif of the application of Essay dochalos essay. Would one ever argue that in the course of performing a mitzvah on Yantif, one could do so, even if it entails a malacha? And the Gemara writes, that certainly is not true. The Sugyan Shabbos on Avchav Dalet Amadeiz describes the Mishnah we recite in the Memalikin, that one is not allowed to go in to burn Truma that becomes Tamea, or Kudshim that require Srefa. One cannot burn them, not only on Shabbos, but even on Yantif as well. And the Gemara raises the difficulty, why is that so? After all, Srefas Kodshim is a mitzvah, Ba'esh Tisrofu, and Malacha Anyantif is an Isser Lo Sasei, but why not apply the principle of Esei Dochalo Sasei? The Gemara puts forth several possibilities, the last of which is Rav Ashi, that maintains that, look, Yantif is not merely a love, it is also an essay. And here we can apply the principle of ein essay dochalos essay ve'essay. And therefore, Srefas Kodshim is forbidden. Similarly, the Gemara Beitz and Avches describes the case of a person who performs Shchita on Yantif. Shchita, no doubt, is Meleches El Chonefesh, but you know that at times when you do Shchita, you're obligated in Kisui Hadam. And a person who knows he's going to do Shchita on Yantif will see to it that you have Afar Muchan Miba Od Yom, that you have ample dirt designated for the purpose of the mitzvah of Kisui. And the opening Mishnah, Maseches Beitza, discusses what happens if a person performs Shchita without preparing any dirt for the purpose of Kisui Hadam. So the Gemara tells us in Beitza Daches Samad Beis that one thing is clear. One cannot go ahead and access dirt through a malacha, because after all, even though there is a mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, but nonetheless Yantif is a lav and an essay, and here we apply the principle of Ein Essay Dochalos Essay Ve'essay. So whether it's in the case of Srefas Kodshim, whether when it comes to Kisui Hadam, that is the principle of Ein Essay Dochalos Essay Ve'essay. Tosus, in fact, has two very different possibilities in terms of why is it true that Ein Essay Dochalos Essay Ve'essay. One possibility that Tosus writes is that the fact that it's not only a love, it's also an essay, halav olim, but that essay is strengthened, is bolstered, it's fortified, and therefore the essay is unable to budge such a love. Just as an essay cannot be docha in Isser Kares, an essay docha los essay sheish bo kares, the same thing is true when something is a love and an essay, an essay docha los essay v'essay. Tosus elsewhere in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph writes the following, that maybe no, we do have a principle of essay dochalos essay. That would mean that the essay is able to negate the lav, but if you have a lav and an essay, you have a balance, you have a remainder of an essay. And that is why ein essay dochalos essay v'essay. Not in principle that there's no possibility of dechia at all, but rather, the essay is only able to go ahead and to nudge the lav, but the essay, in fact, remains. What difference does it make? Whether ein essay dochalos essay means that the lav remains, or no, that in principle the lav is pushed aside, but an essay remains? Tosus describes the following. Let's assume a person inappropriately performs a mitzvah essay, v'makom lo sasei v'essay. What exactly is the onesh? Would there be Malkus? According to Tosus and Kedushin Daf Lamed Daled, there is Malkus in such a case because the lav remains in its place. But Tosus and Chulin suggest that there is no Malkus because really the lav was negated by the essay, but you have a balance of an essay, but for a bit of an essay, there is no malchus. The Tosfos has two views as to whether a person who performs a mitzvah, the malchus mosa save essay, whether there would be malchus in such a case or whether there would not. But clearly, Shabbos and Yontif is not only a lav, it is also considered to be an essay. What exactly is the essay of Shabbos and Yontif? Somewhat unclear. The possibilities, of course, is Tishbos, the Torah tells us, or the Torah describes Shabbos and Yontif as being Shabbosam, or Tosfos and Shabbos and Daf Samach Tes quotes the pasuk of Ushmartem es HaShabbos ki Kodesh Hilachem. And therefore that is the essay of Shabbos as well. So different possibilities, which pasuk you'll point to, but clearly Malacha and Shabbos and Yontif, not only a lav, but also an essay. In fact, the Tosfos that I mentioned, Kedushin Daf Lamed Daled, Tosfos raises the following fascinating kasha. Whenever you have such a case of Ein Essay Dokalosa say the essay, Tosfos is bothered as follows. I understand very well when it comes to men that men cannot perform a mitzvah say in Yontif that involves Malacha because Ein Essay Dokalosa say the essay. But Tosfos questions, what about regarding women? After all, women are obligated in almost every losa say of the Torah with few exceptions. But in essay, women are exempt from a mitzvah say, shehazman grama. And if you have a time bound mitzvah say, women are exempt. And Tosfos assumes a great chiddush that women are exempt from the essay of Shabbos. And therefore, Malachan Shabbos, Malachan Yontif woman is allowed, but technically speaking, they're exempt from the essay. And if the only reason, for example, when it comes to Sreifas Kodshim, that that is not allowed in Yontif is because Ein Essay Dochalosa say the essay, so therefore, how do we know that that would apply to women as well? That's Tosfos' kasha. That is why Tosfos answers that the understanding of Ein Essay Dochalosa say the essay is not that the lav is negated, and you're just left with a balance, a remainder of an essay, but the essay bolsters, it fortifies the lav, and the lav remains. And Tosfos writes the following chiddush, that even though women are exempt from the essay, but the essay is not irrelevant, the essay is able to bolster that lav, and therefore, when the essay hits it, the lav does not budge. That's Tosfos' chiddush as to why one would assume that even when it comes to women, on Yontif we apply the principle of Ein essay dochalosa save essay. We wouldn't tell a woman to be sorry of kodshim. We wouldn't in any shape or form allow a woman to access dirt for the purpose of kisui adam if that involves a malacha, because even a woman who is exempt, we assume that Ein essay dochalosa save essay, because the lav is considered to be that which is strengthened. The Ran, Amat Sugya Kedushin Daf Lamedalid, fundamentally disagrees with Tosfos and argues as follows. The Ran is found on Daf Yudalid and Daf Beharif, Mesaches Kedushin, where the Ran writes as follows. If you're dealing with an essay by itself, lulav, sukkah, shofar, women are exempt. But if you have something which is a lav and an essay, the lav and essay are inseparable. And we're not going to argue that women, for example, are only included in the lav, but they're exempt from the essay. If a mitzvah essay says man grama in a vacuum, then yes. But when you have something which is a lav and the essay, the lav and essay are hobo hatayu, they're inseparable. And, well, the lav, I would say, women are obligated in. The essay women should be exempt from because it says man grama, but the lav and essay are inseparable. So, which is the determining factor? Do we argue that the lav is a function of the essay, or the essay is a function of the lav? So the Ran writes, the lav is the determining factor. Whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay, and therefore the Ran writes, Tosfos's assumption is not true. After all, women are obligated not only in the lav, but in the essay of Malacha as well, because after all, one does not distinguish between the lav and the essay. I would suggest that that Tosfos and Shabbos Samach Tes fits in with the Ran against the Tosfos and Kedushin. In what sense? What is the essay of Shabbos? The essay Tosfos writes is, Ushmartem es HaShabbos ki Kodesh Hilachem. In other words, according to Tosfos, Ushmartem is an essay. Ushmartem is an essay. Look, I would argue if Ushmartim is an essay, what about the pasuk of Shamor Esyam HaShabbos L'Kadsho Maseres HaDibros in V'Yaschanan? Apparently that also is an essay. Why would you distinguish between Ushmartim and Shamor? If Ushmartim is an essay, Shamor also is considered to be an essay. In which case, I would raise the following difficulty. You know, we've discussed in earlier Shiurim, the Gemara Brachos and Daf Chaf and Shuas and Daf Chaf, that women are obligated in Kiddush. How do you know women are obligated in Kiddush? Isn't Kiddush a model of a mitzvah to say, Shahazman Grama? So that's where the Gemara tells us that no, that Shamor v'Zochar, the Dibarachot Nemru. Kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira. Whoever is obligated in Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is obligated in Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And therefore, women who are obligated in Shomer are obligated in Zochar. So I ask you the following. Take a step back. How do you know that women are obligated in Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? How do you know that they're obligated? So you know what the Ramban writes? The Ramban writes in Aseret HaDibros and Shmos Perachot, Parshas Yisro. The Ramban writes because Shamor is a lo sase. Lo hishamer pen al. Shamor is like hishamer, pehid, and therefore that is a lo sase. So of course women are obligated in Shamor Sima Shabbos Takadshu. So if they're obligated in the lav of Shamor, they're obligated in the essay of Zachar. But according to Tosus, that Ushmarten is an essay, you have to distinguish between Hishomer, pen, which is an av, a lav, as opposed to Ushmartim, which is an essay. So Shomer Sima Shabbos L'Kadsho apparently is also an essay. And therefore, I would reinstate the question, how do you know that women are obligated in Shomer Sima Shabbos L'Kadsho to say, well, if you're obligated in Shomer, you're obligated also in Zachar? Apparently, Tosfos and Shabbos would have to answer because Shamor is a reference to Malacha. And women are obligated in refraining from Malacha on Shabbos. Why? Because Malacha is not only an essay, it's a lav. And whoever is included in the lav is included in the essay. That's the Ran. In Kedushin and Daf Yadal. Against Tosus. Against the Tosus in Kedushin Daf Lamedalit. Who writes that women are only obligated in the lav, but they're exempt from the essay. That can't be, according to the Tosus and Shabbos, and Daf Samach Tes. So two fundamental views in terms of who is it? Who is obligated in the essay of Shabbos? Everyone? Or do you assume that no, that's considered to be an example of a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? The Ran writes, of course, women are obligated because when you have an essay by itself, then you can argue women are exempt, but when you have something which is a lav and an essay, the lav and essay are inseparable, and the determining factor is the lav. The essay is a function of the lav. At first glance, and I've mentioned in earlier shiurim, that this sounds, in a certain sense, similar to, but at the same time, almost the exact opposite of what the Ramban writes. The Ramban in that very sugya, in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara gives us examples of a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama that women are obligated in. They're exempt from zman grama. But if it's not time bound, women are certainly obligated. For example, the Gemara tells us, Hashavas Aveda. For example, the mitzvah Shiluach Hakan. For example, the mitzvah Vasisa Maka L'Gagecha, to go ahead and to make sure that your dangerous area is enclosed, is fenced in. And those are examples of mitzvah sasei. Certainly, Shena Zan Grama. In Nashim Chayevos, the Ramban is bothered by the following question. How can you cite those as examples of mitzvah sasei She'ein Hazman Grama and use that as a model? So too, women are obligated from all mitzvah sasei She'ein Hazman Grama. All three cases that I mentioned. Hashava Saveda, Shiluach HaKam, the need to make a Maka L'Gagecha, all of them also have a lav. When it comes to Hashava Saveda, the Torah tells us, Lo Sucho L'Hisalein. And when it comes to Maka, there's Nisrav Simas Damim. When it comes to Shiluach HaKam, Nosika, Chaim Halaban. Of course women are obligated in those mitzvahs. Because those mitzvahs are not only an essay, they're also a lav, then women are obligated in almost every single lav. So how can you use those cases as a model that women are obligated in mitzvah to say she'en hazman grama? I'll tell you in those three cases, yes, because there you have a lav and an essay. That's the Ramban's comment. You know what the Ramban answers? The Ramban writes, no, the lav and the essay are inseparable. Inseparable. And if women would have been exempt from the essay, they certainly would have been exempt from the lav. And therefore, these are good models to prove that women are obligated in the essay. Because if they wouldn't be obligated in the essay, they wouldn't be obligated in the lav. At first glance, it sounds as though that's the opposite of the Ran. See, three possibilities. Tosus assumes that the lav and the essay are distinct. And doesn't bother Tosus to assume that one could be obligated in the lav and exempt from the essay. Both the Ran and the Ramban agree with step one that no, that's not true. When you have a lav and an essay, the lav and the essay are intertwined. They're inseparable. Good. But I'll ask you the following question. But in which direction? Do you argue the lav is a function of the essay, or the essay is a function of the lav? Well, it sounds from the Ran as though everything is determined by the lav. The Ramban writes, no, everything is determined by the essay. And if women would have been exempt from the essay, they would have been exempt from the lav. At first glance, it sounds almost as opposite. However, one certainly could argue as follows. Is the lav a function of essay? Is essay a function of lav? The answer is, it depends. Sometimes the lav is a function of essay, and sometimes essay is the function of lav. When do you argue one way or the other? So here I would suggest the following. Well, it all depends. What is the Torah telling us that we must do? No? If the Torah is telling us you must refrain, do not engage in activity. Well, whenever the Torah is telling us don't, then clearly the lav is the ikar. Now, even if you'll argue on Shabbos, there's lav and essay. If I ask you which is the ikar, you're chayiv kares and skila and chatas for the lav, not for the essay. If the Torah is saying do not do malacha, obviously the lav is more chamor than the essay. But if the Torah is telling us to do, this is what you must do, then I would argue the starting point is quite the opposite. You begin with the essay. Let's assume, for example, our Shabbat Aveda. There's a mitzvah of Hashem to see Shibain, and there's an Isser of Losucho Liyisalim. So if I were to ask you, what is the starting point? How would you present this? Would you argue as follows? Well, we begin with an Isser of Losucho Liyisalim. And since the Torah tells us Losucho Liyisalim, so therefore, parenthetically, you have to return the Aveda. One would argue that that's the opposite is the case. No, we begin with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I know what's going to happen. You're going to walk past that Aveda as though you never noticed it, you never saw it. So the Torah admonishes us, Losucho Liyisalim. The purpose of Losucho Liyisalim is to fortify, to bolster the essay. Whenever the Torah is telling you that this is a mitzvah to say that one must do, the lav supports the essay. If the Torah says no, so therefore the Ran and the Ramban are those two models. Where the Ran is referring to refraining from halacha, where the Ran writes, obviously the essay is a function of the lav, and the Ramban writes, when it comes to cases where the Torah demands asi b'kum essay, the opposite is in fact true. I would cite another model, which I think is clear as well. This is a kasha that the Nesivos raises in his Sefer Beis Yaakov and Ksuvos and Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara has a Baba Kama, Daf Nun Vav, the following, that Shomer Aveda. Good? So, I notice there's a lost object, I take hold of it, I'm safeguarding it, trying to find its rightful owner. What exactly is my status? A Shomer Aveda. Am I similar to a Shomer Chinam? Am I similar to a Shomer Asacha? So, we probably would have argued a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Chinam. He's not being paid for his services, right? Therefore, he's a Shomer Chinam. Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef maintains that that's not true, that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Safa. The Gemara has two possibilities why that in fact is true. One possibility of the Al Seif is Rachmana Shabde Bal Korachi. Very important. No? You know, obligations can be divided into two very different categories. Now, one is what I would term a hischaivus midas, and another is a shibud. A hischaivus means, why are you obligated? The answer is, I'm obligated because I entered into an obligation. I was mechayev myself. That's how hischaivus midas. Now, sometimes you're obligated to something not because, you know, out of the goodness of your heart you agreed to, but rather the Torah imposes that obligation. A shibud as opposed to a hischaivus. Typically speaking, Tosos points out in Ksuvus and Daf Nun Vav that Shmira is hischaivus midas. You're going away, and you ask me, can you watch these items in my absence? If I say yes, I'm obligating myself. That's a hischaivus midas. That's true. Tosos explains the following chiddush. The Mishnah describes of Metzian Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. But you know, the Torah tells us the Dinei HaShomer. HaShomer Chinam, right, is only Chayv and Pshia, but he has to make a Shvua. Shomer Sachar is Chayv and Geneva, Va'aveda. Can I change the terms of the deal? You're going away, and you ask me to watch your items, and I say, you know what, I'll be happy to do so, but with one condition. Now, if you come back to your vacation, and you ask me what happened to it, and I say, I have terrible news for you, there was an onus, it was stolen, you cannot take me to Beis Din and impose a Shvuas HaShomrim. I have no desire to make three Shvuas Daraisa. No, I don't want to do that. No? So, I'll be happy to watch it, but if I say something happened, you have to take my word for it. That's what the Mishnah says. You can say so. You have a right to go ahead and to do that. Or, for example, you ask me to watch and I say, you know what? You have to pay me. Because I know if I'm paid, I'll do a much more serious job, but I don't want to be Chayiv in Geneva. No, if somebody comes and steals it, that's it. So if we agree, we agree. So that's a Mishnah. No, Masna Shomer Chinam Niyaspater Min Hashvul Shomer Socha Niyaspater in Geneva Va'aveda. The Gemara is bothered. Why is that so simple? What the Torah says yes and I say no? How can that be? Isn't that what we call Masna Amashakasa V'Torah? The Gemara asks above Mitzin Daf Tzadidal, how is that different from Hareyat Mekudeshesli? Amana she'ina chalai sherk susona. So the chasm gets up, a chutzpah, and says, I agree to marry you, but I want no responsibility of issues whatsoever. Good. Amana she'ina chalai sherk susona. So Rav Meir says, you have no right to go ahead and to do so. No? Not only do you have no right to do so, you know what Rav Meir maintains? If you do so, the marriage is binding, the mice is kayim, and the t'nai is batel. You're married, and you're obligated in Shirk Sus Va'ona. As also even points out, don't forget Rav Meir is one who requires the Tanai Kafel. That means, you know what the Chassan said? The Chassan said the following, that I only want to marry you if I'm exempt from Shirk Sus Va'ona, and if I'm obligated in Shirk Sus Va'ona, I have no interest in marriage. Right? He had to flip the Tanai. Even then we say, you're married and you're obligated in Shirk Sus Va'ona. Even then, there's such a Tanai. Absolutely butter. The Torah doesn't allow you to make such a tznai, and therefore the maisis kayim the tznai is butter. So the Gemara says, why don't we say the same thing when it comes to a shomer? The Gemara says, shomer, make karlo shibeg nafshi. He never obligated himself to anything more. No, he never agreed to watch under any other set of conditions. So Tosus is very bothered. So the same thing of the chassan. The chassan never agreed to anything more. What exactly is the difference? So Tosus explains at length in Ksuvus Daf Nun Vav, there's a big difference between the two. Shmira is a hischaivus. Why is a shomer obligated? Because he agreed to enter into. Why is it that a chassan is obligated in Shirk Sosvona? Because out of the goodness of his heart he agreed. That also says is a shibud that the Torah imposes, and then we assume in an amasna, mashakasa b'tori, you have no right to make such a condition. If it's a yischaivus, you have a right to go ahead and to do so. In fact, the Shikun Gabetzes writes about Metzin of Tzadi David that when it comes to shomer, the Torah gives models, a shomer chinam, a shomer sachar, a shoel, but the Torah doesn't say no. The Torah doesn't say, and don't deviate from. When it comes to shirk susana, the Torah says, lo yigra, do not diminish. The Torah says don't. The Torah says don't. You have no right to. When it comes to typical shmira, that's a din hisayvus. And therefore, that's fine. That's not called masna mashakasa the Torah. That's true of typical shmira. But Rabbi Yosef says, a shomer aveda? A shomer aveda? The reason I'm obligated to go ahead and return the aveda is because I'm a good guy? And out of the goodness of my heart, I have... No. Rachmana shal de bar kocha. The Torah imposes a shibud. And that's not dependent on your mindset. I only agreed to watch the object in this fashion. I never agreed to... You don't have to agree. The Torah imposes. And therefore, a shomer aveda is a shomer sacha. And that's the shita Rav Yosef. That's one possibility. The second possibility, quite unusual, is it true that when you're meshiv aveda, there is no monetary benefit at all? The Gemara mentions an unusual benefit. You're osek b'mitzvah, and osek b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, and sometimes that can result in a monetary gain. If an ani will come to you and ask you for tzedakah at that moment that you're being meshiv aveda, you can legitimately say no. And therefore, that's what the Gemara calls pruta d'Rabbi Yosef. A very great kiddush, that pruta d'Rabbi Yosef renders you a shomer sacha. One could argue the pruta that I'm saving is not parallel, is not commensurate with the hours that I am being meshiv aveda. And certainly the Baal HaChetes is not paying me in any shape or form. It's just the halacha dictates that osik the mitzvahs potem and a mitzvah. And what are the chances that ani will come to me at that particular time and I'm exempt from? But nonetheless, Rabbi Yosef says, because of proof of Rabbi Yosef, osik the mitzvah potem and a mitzvah, you're exempt from tzedakah. So the Nesivus is quite bothered by the following difficulty. Tzedakah is an essay. Pasoach tiftach. But aren't there lavim also? After all, doesn't the Torah tell us, los sa'ameits, los sikbots, don't harden your heart, don't clench your fist. When an ani comes, the Ram describes and asks you, you can't just dismiss. It's an isarosa say. Since when does osek b'mitzvah potter mal mitzvah extend to a losa say? Since when is that true? A person is meshev aveda. He can eat machalos asuros. Certainly not. You'll tell me, of course not. Osek b'mitzvah can exempt you from mitzvah sasei, but not from lavim. So the Nesivus is so bothered. How can the Gemara so obviously assume that osek b'mitzvah, pot mitzvah, would exempt you from tzedakah? So I would suggest the answer is exactly this. We don't apply osek b'mitzvah, potter mitzvah, to an iser lo sasei. However, if you have something which is a lav, and the essay, and good, the love and essay are inseparable, but what is the starting point? Do you begin with the love, or do you begin with essay? And here I would argue that, well, whenever the Torah demands asiyah b'kum v'essay, the starting point is the essay. The starting point is not the love. And therefore, if one is exempt from the essay, there is no love. And very mistad there. You mean that the Torah begins with osamis and osikvots, and as a result of those yisurim, there's a mitzvah tzedakah? Or what are you? No, quite the opposite. No, the Torah begins with a mitzvah tzedakah, and in order to ensure that you're going to give tzedakah appropriately, the Torah says osamis and osikvots. The purpose of the lav is to fortify the essay, but if for whatever reason there is no essay in such a case, then there's no iser as well. I would comment that this is part of the answer to the Ha'ar of the Pnei Yeshua and Sukkah and Daf Kafei. The Gemara has Osek the Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah when it comes to Sukkah, Shluchim Mitzvah, or Pesurim in HaSukkah. They're not a losa say, but I would argue, aren't there two halves to Sukkah? There is a Mitzvah of Achila in the Sukkah. But isn't there an element of an Isra Achila, as the Rambam seems to indicate, outside of the Sukkah? In which case, why is it so simple that osik b'mitzvah pata mitzvah can allow you to violate that which is in Isser? So why do we allow one who is osik b'mitzvah, shluchi mitzvah, to be kovei asuda chutz the Sukkah? And I think the clear answer is as follows, that
good, there may be an element of an isser involved, but that is only a function of the mitzvah. Women are exempt from the mitzvah sukkah. They be obligated in the isser? Of course not. You have to start with the essay, the kiyum essay, and if there's any element of an isser, right, that is a function of the essay. And if there is no mitzvah essay, there is no love, or there is no element of an isser which is generated by. No, Rashi writes, for example, the beginning of the third parak of brachos, that a non-name mishamesa mutlafanov does not recite a bracha rishona. Doesn't the Gemara tell us that eating without reciting a bracha rishona is an isser? No, kol hanene below bracha ki'ilumol v'sugim brachos and daf lamedei marav. So, since when do we assume that osek b'mitzvah? That's what Rashi writes, that the reason that mishamesa mutlafanov is potter is because of osek b'mitzvah. Since when does osek b'mitzvah allow you to violate an isser? The answer is as follows, that any isser achila b'li bracha is a function of the chovas habracha. So you have to begin and ask yourself, is there a chiyuv of reciting a bracha? And if there is no chiyuv to do so, because osek is b'tan mitzvah, so in turn, right, any isser that emanates from would not apply as well. So it's a fascinating view of the view of the Ran, the view of the Ramban, in those particular cases, the relationship between the love and the essay. But again, whereas Tosos assumes that women are obligated in love of malacha, exempt from the essay, the Ran maintains that is not true. Whoever is obligated in the love is obligated in the essay as well, and we don't treat that essay de Shabbason as a mitzvah essay shahazman grama, and therefore women are in fact obligated in both elements. A fascinating machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran. Yeah. Zachar is a reference to Kiddush, not a reference to Malacha, but there would be a Shamar Sema Shabbos Lakadsho, which again is a reference according to Tosfos to an essay of Malacha itself. And one could have multiple, right, mitzvahs to say. Many references in the Torah for, right, the essay of Shabbos itself. Shabbosam, Tishbo, Shamar, Ushmartim Esa Shabbos, all pointing to that element of the essay. The love of Shabbos, if one were to ask you, what is included in that? You would tell me, Lamites Malachos. Lamites Malachos. What is included, what are the parameters of the essay of Shabbos? That is not at all clear. What is included in the essay? Malacha, beyond malacha. What is it that we in fact assume? So this is an important machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba in the following sense. You know, the Gemara that we're familiar with, the Sugi Nivamos, Nafemadeis, Nafav, Amad Aleph, a parent, Rachman Litzlan, instructs his child to be Machal HaShabbos. The Gemara tells us, Yachal Yishmala. Maybe you would think that you should listen to the parent, even at the expense of Shabbos. No. Kavod Yasavicha Vesimecha, Ach Eshavsosei Tishmoru, Kulchem Chayavim Bechvodi. Kulchem Chayavim Bechvodi. So therefore, now the Shabbos trumps Kivod Av Va'Em. The Rashba is even bothered by the following. We discussed this once in earlier shir, that what exactly is the case? Right, the parent says, Bima Chalo Shabbos? Is that Kibbutz Avayim? The impression you get from the Gemara is kind of, you have a dilemma. You have a mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim, you have an Isser, and kind of, which one takes priority over the other? Well, what did the parent say? Bima Chalo Shabbos? Is that really a mitzvah? Doesn't the Gemara say in Kedush Naflam at Allah, what is Kibbur Avayim? Kibbur. Machilu ma'bisha mashkeo ma'ilo. To provide certain services. To provide certain services. Since one is Bima Chalo Shabbos, Kibbur Avayim, that I should even have such a dilemma. The Rashba writes in Yevamos the following. The Gemara is not talking about a case where a parent says Bima Chalo Shabbos. The parent says, I'm quite hungry. And I need something to eat. And all of a sudden we kind of look around and we see, you know what, the only way I can provide food is through Mechilas Shabbos, through doing a malacha. the father says to the kohen, right, provide me with that drink. And the kohen looks around and sees that the only way you can get to the water is by walking to the Beis HaKoros. So then I understand there's kibra va'ein, there's an iser, now there's a consideration of a balance. Because the Rashba writes that if the father would just say, do this, how do you end that sentence? I would have said, if the father just says, do this, without providing any, that's not kibra va'ein. The Rashba doesn't write that. The Rashba writes, that is not the quality, that is not the caliber of kibra va'ein that I would think could be docha isurin. That's what the Rashba writes. The impression that you get from the Rashba is there are two tiers of kibra va'ein. There's kibra va'ein of machilim abishim hashkeim anilo, providing services. And for that, one would think that maybe that could be applicable, even in the case of dochiyas isurin. And there is another realm of kibra v'aim, which is not providing a service, but simply deference to parents, where it is kibra v'aim, but it's obvious to us that that would not override other isurim. It's a fascinating thing that the Rashba mentions. The Gon points this out in Yerdei Shemem, and in Kuf Mem Tes, the Chazon Ish, discusses where do these two tiers of kibra v'aim come from. We discussed that in earlier shiurim. The Gemara's father. So whatever the case is, the father tells him Mechal Shabbos, the Rashba. The father says, I'm very hungry, and the only way you can access food is through a malacha. You would really think that you have to do malacha on Shabbos? Don't we always assume that ein esei docha los esei shish bokaris? We don't typically assume esei docha los esei if it's navera chamura. So the Gemara writes, you're right. That whole puzzle, kulchem chayav lechvodi, is not necessary if what is entailed is a malacha daraisa, but rather, no. You know, there's certain isurim of Shabbos, like mechamer is an example, or shvisas avadim, or shvisas behemto, or tchumim, that are forbidden in HaTorah, but they're not necessarily malachos. So the Gemara says, for example, mechamer, leading an animal. So in such a case, mechamer, there's no kares, there's no skila, there's no chatos, it's just a lav. So if the father instructs you to do something that would involve the isra of mechamer, oh, then I understand, kibra ba'aim, and the losa say. So maybe I would think that one should do so, so that's the need for the apostle to teach us, kulchem chayavim bichod. Tosus nivamos tavav marala phrases the following kasha, but still, I'm troubled. Because we just got through saying that not only is there a lav on Shabbos Nyantav, there also is an essay. There also is an essay. So good, Mechamer is not one of the lametes malachos. There's no kares, there's no skil, there's no chatos, but there's an essay of Shabbos as well. And therefore, again, the principle we discussed, we began with, ein esei dochalos esei v'esei. So again, why would you think that kibud ava'im should take preference over the isra of mechamer, ein esei dochalos esei v'esei? That's Tosus' discussion. So what do you see from Tosus? That the esei, the shabbosom, is not limited to lametes malachos. The esei, the shabbosom, could apply even to Isurei Torah that are not Isurei Malacha. For example, Mechamer. And the Rashba Natsugya disagrees. The Rashba Nivamos and Davav writes, that's not true. The Esei de Shabbason is limited to Lametes Malachos. And if you have something which is Asar on Shabbos, but it is not a Malacha, so it's Asar, but you do not apply to that act the essay of Shabbos. And that's why the Gemara thinks, if you're dealing with Mechamer, which is not one of the Lametes Malachos, so in such a case, then there is no essay. And therefore, maybe would have thought that Kibra V'Ein, the mitzvah is Doche, this year of Mechamer, and that's where you require a pasuk. So pretty fascinating, Machlokes, Tosus and the Rashba, whether the essay of Shabbos is limited to Lametes Malachos, that's the Rashba, or whether it goes above and beyond, that applies even to those Yisurei Shabbos that are not Yisurei Melacha. Ben Chassina writes, Machokas Tosus Narashba, the case is Mechamer. The Ben Chassina writes in Mitzvah of Dalet that maybe the same thing would apply to Tchumim. If he holds Tchumim, is there an essay of Shabbosah? He suggests, according to Rashba, no, according to Tosus, yes. Maybe one could or could not distinguish between Mechamer and Tchumim. But the fascinating Machlokas, I would suggest that this Chiddush of the Rashba, that the essay of the Shabbosah is limited to Malacha, and it doesn't go above and beyond Malacha at all, I would suggest that that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. Because Rabbeinu Chananel makes what sounds like a very difficult comment in Psachim and Dafei. The Gemara in Psachim and Dafei deals with the following question, the mitzvah of Tashbisu. The Torah tells us, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu se'or mivateichem. What does Yom Harishon mean? Does it really mean the first day of Pesach? Or does it mean, as we know, it means Erev Pesach, prior to Pesach? Rishon and Achron can mean former and latter. It doesn't always mean first and last. And therefore, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu, Erev Pesach, prior to the onset of Pesach. So Rabbi Akiva tells us the following, that it is obvious that Ach B'yom HaRishon is a reference to Erev Pesach. How do you know that's true? Because how do you get rid of your chametz? You burn your chametz. Burning your chametz. Can you burn your chametz on Yantif? Matzinu Havara Shihi Av Malacha. You're not allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. So obviously, it means Erev Pesach. So the Gemara comments, Shma mina mid Rabbi Yekiva plus. In that simple statement of Rabbi Yekiva, you see three chiddushim. Good? Chiddush number one is when you see that Rabbi Yekiva maintains, like Rabbi Yehuda, ain't bir chametz ala b'sreifa. You have to burn your chametz. Because if you could get rid of your chametz in other ways, then why does that encroach on chil yantif? So therefore, ain't bir chametz ala b'sreifa. Furthermore, you see Rabbi Akiva denies the principle of mitoch, the sikin beis and dafyin beis, mitoch shohut shalitzorech, hutranami shalolitzorech. He still maintains that when you have something which is meleches ochon nefesh, the heter is not limited to ochon nefesh alone, but it goes beyond ochon nefesh. Right? Tosu says, any tzorech hayom, Rabbi Nechanel says a tzorech mitzvah, Rashi seems to indicate even Shalova Tzorech, it isn't Bir Chametz Tzorech. And yet Rabbi Kiva says no, so apparently you see Rabbi Kiva denies that principle of Mitol Shehutra Tzorech, Hutra Nami Shalova Tzorech. Okay. Then the Gemara has another observation, and that is a third halacha we knew from Rabbi Kiva, and that is that we see that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Nassan, what we discussed in an earlier shiurim, that Havare is L'chalek Yatzas. The Torah singles out Lo Sevaru Esh. Why does the Torah single that out? As we discussed earlier, Shiurim, there is no need to single out Malacha. No, there are no psukim for all Amitas Malachas. Why is it mentioned? So we have two possibilities. Now, Rabbi Nassan says it's mentioned to tell us the concept of Chiluk Malachas. But just as you're chayiv independently for Lo Sevaru Esh, so you're chayiv independently for each and every malacha. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and Rabbi Yossi maintains, no, Havara on Shabbos Lo Sevaru Esh is not one of the Lametes malachos. It's a separate Isser Lav. And if something is not a malacha, well then of course it has to be mentioned. Shvisos Avadim, Shvisos Behemto, Mechamer, Tchumim. If it's not a malacha, it's a separate isur. The separate isurim are indeed underscored. So, fascinating machlokes, Rabbi Nassan says that Lo Sevaru Esh is a malacha, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're not chayev kares, you're not chayev skil, you're not chayev katos, it's an isur lav. Good. That's machlokes, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says a difficult shema mina that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nassan. Havar is lachalek yatzos. Where exactly do you see that? That Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nassan. Both Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yossi, everyone agrees that you can't burn something. It's just a question of, is it a malacha or is it not a malacha? Where do you see that Rabbi Akiva maintains
like Rabbi Nasan, that Havara is the Chalek essence. That's Tosus's difficulty. Tosus has two possible answers. One answer Tosus gives is the following. You're right. The argument of Rabbi Akiva is not the basis of that statement. It was the wording of Rabbi Akiva. The wording of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that Ach Ben Rishon Tashbisu means Erev Pesach. It can't mean burn your chametz on Pesach. Why not? Because Matsinu Havara Shehi Av Malacha. Tosfos says, look, Rabbi Akiva called it an Av Malacha. If Rabbi Akiva just would have said, because you're not allowed to burn on Yontif, it could be like Rabbi Nasan or like Rabbi Yossi. But the choice of words of Rabbi Akiva called it a Malacha. Well, if you call it a Malacha, that's only true according to Rabbi Nasan, not true according to Rabbi Yossi. So Tosfos writes, for example, the deal of within Rabbi Akiva's Shita is not based on the argument of Rabbi Akiva, it is simply based on the formulation of Rabbi Akiva. Now, if you call it a Malacha, you don't have to call it a Malacha. You could just say you're not allowed to do it, but if you call it a Malacha, that's a tip-off that that's an agreement with Rabbi Nasan, not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nachananel makes a difficult comment. Rabbi Nachananel writes in Sachin and Dafei, write the following fascinating Chiddush. Rabbi Nachananel writes this. Tashvisu is a mitzvah sase. Couldn't one argue that the mitzvah sase of Dior Chomets should be docha the Isser of burning Chomets? Well, Rabbi Nachman writes, whether that's true or not depends on Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Nasan, you cannot say Yesidu Chalos Haseh. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you do say Yesidu Chalos Haseh. So, the fact that Rabbi Akiva says you cannot, so that's indicating that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Nasan and Havara Zachalik Yassos. That's Rabbi Nechananu. Rabbi Akiva holds out Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Nechananu says one line, because otherwise you should say Yesidu Chalos Haseh. What in the world does that mean? Where exactly is that coming from? Do you say Yesidu Chalos Haseh? That's dependent on Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yossi. Why is that dependent on Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yossi? Whether you should apply Yesidu Chalos Haseh? You know, what first comes to mind that's absolutely wrong is what we know Yesidu Chalos Haseh, but Ein Yesidu Chalos Haseh Shesh Bokares. Well, according to Rabbi Akiva, right, according to Rabbi Nasan, that Havar lechalek yotzas, there's kares, there's skill, there's achatas. You can't say Yesidu Chalos Haseh. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's allowed. Yesidu Chalos Haseh. Obviously, that's not right. Because kares, skill, achatas, on Shabbos. On Shabbos. There's no kares, there's no skila, there's no achatas on Yantif. Yantif is allowed. There's a machlokes, Rav Nosson, Rav Yossi, whether on Shabbos you're chayiv kares, that's true. There's absolutely no machlokas in the chayiv kares and yantif. You're not chayiv kares and yantif for any malacha. Malacha and yantif is only a love. So, why in the world should Yesidu Chalos Haseh be dependent on Rav Nosson, Rav Yossi, and yantif? Why should that be? And furthermore, doesn't the Gemara suggest the possibility of Yesidu Chalos Haseh on Yantif? That's where we began. And doesn't the Gemara reject that Shabbos Chavdala Beit Davches because Yantif is a lav and an essay and an essay of Chalos Haseh essay? So how can you suggest on Yantif essay of Chalos Haseh? It's against the Gemara's. How can that be? You know what the answer is? I would suggest Rabbi Nechanana holds like the Rashba that the essay of Shabbosam is limited to malacha. Doesn't apply to mechamer. That's what the Rashba writes. It's limited to malacha. So I'll ask you the following question. On Yantif, there's an isser of those sevaroish. Both according to Amnesia and Rabbi Yossi. There's an isser. Of course there's an isser. But I'll ask you the following. Is it just an isser love? Or is there also an essay? Oh, the essay only applies to malacha. So if it's one of the lametes malachos, on Shabbos, there's nisakares. On Yantif,
there's a lav and an essay. If you hold that havar is lav yatzas on Shabbos, there's no karis, there's no chatas, no skila, it's not a malacha. And if it's not a malacha, then there's no essay, it's just a lav. So whether you argue that there's a chiyuv karis on Shabbos will impact on this issue, is there an essay on yantiv? And what difference does it make whether it's just a lav or it's a lav and an essay? The principle of essay do chalos essay. Essay do chalos essay, but ain't essay do chalos essay. V'essay. So according to the view of Rabbi Nosson, if it's one of the malachos and yantiv, it's a lav and an essay, there's no possibility that bir chametz is doche. The Isra Losavar Oesh, but according to Rabbi Yossi, that this is not a malacha, it's a secondary Isra, and there's no essay to Shabbason, that means on Yontif all it is a lav, and now you can argue essay to Chalos essay. The fact that Rabbi Akiva does not allow it, based on essay to Chalos essay, means that he holds like Rabbi Nosson, that Havar is Lachalik Yotzos, there's a lav and an essay, and therefore in essay to Chalos essay. The essay. So far, two views in terms of what is it that is covered by the essay of Shabbosim. Is it limited, right, to Lamites Malachos, or does it have a more expansive application, even right above and beyond Yisrei Malacha itself? That's what we'll have to discuss right, in the next year at the other shittas that you find in the Rishonim regarding this essay of Shabbosim.
Mother, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,